Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
She is an icon of faith, service, and basketball. It's so nice to always see her at the Loyola Ramblers games. In fact, she went to the one in St. Louis, and she is joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Most people in Chicago are pretty familiar with Sister Jean. She doesn't need a big introduction. But Sister Jean, how are you doing today?
Perfectly well. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well, too. It's always nice to have a good day, isn't it?
Oh, it is. All my days are good. If you don't have some fun every day, it becomes kind of dreary.
And Sister Jean, what do you do for fun?
I have my office door open right into the student center. I leave my door open, and the students pop in to see me. In fact, two of them just walked out before we made this call, and they said, oh, we just came in to see you. And I always know they mean, oh, could we have a picture, because they're holding their phone in their hand. And so I say to them, after we finish our conversation, oh, would you like a picture? Oh, that would be great, they said. So one girl had a picture of herself and me when she was a sophomore. Now she's a senior. And so I knew she wanted a picture. So that's the way I have fun, talking to these students. I miss them during spring break.
I bet. And you're not only a role model for them, but I believe you are a role model for all of Chicago, and you inspire all of us. Now, what do you think about the game on Friday? 11:15, they're taking on Ohio State. This is a guaranteed win, do you think?
Well, I'm glad it's Ohio State, because they're slated as a number 7, and we're slated as a number 10. The last time we were an 11th, so it looks as though we improved in the brackets. And this morning I did send an email to Joe Lunardi, who is in charge of all this bracketing, and told him we were looking forward to playing Ohio State, and that after the NCAA tournament is finished, I will send further comments to him.
We're big fans of Loyola in my house. I lost my mom in March, but she was at age 93, and she adored you so much. She was a devout Catholic, and so we were devout Rambler fans. And even though WGN carries Northwestern, and we've got people that went to Marquette, for me, the Ramblers are my team, and that is because of you. And I think a lot of people come to the team simply because you are an inspiration.
Well, I hear that from people, too, and then I get a little nervous about that and talking to people and saying, well, I appreciate what you're saying, all the kind words that you give me. So I thank God that I've been used as just kind of an instrument for people. And I will say a prayer for your mom today, since you told me that. So I'm sure she's where she is.
I know where she is, and I know that she's always looking out for me, and I hope that that's where I'll be when my time comes as well. How do you think you'll be remembered when your time comes?
Oh, I just want to be remembered as helping people, helping students, and doing what you said, being an inspiration to people, and just being recognized as a happy person. And I think I get that from my parents. They were very happy people, and they told us that we should be happy, too, and not be having a dreamy, gloomy day.
And what do you think is the best asset that the Ramblers have going into this game against Ohio?
Well, I think it's because of the culture that we're created, for them to have a positive attitude. And Drew is following that, appreciates that kind of culture that we have. We have a team spirit. These young men don't care who gets the ball into the basket. It's just so long as it gets into the basket. And they share the ball, and you'll notice that when they play that and in the games that they have played. The seniors who stayed on with us and have taught the younger students, the younger players, and our two graduate students what this culture is all about. And they bought right into it and are so much a part of the team. And even though we're sending chauvinism out of at the end of the season to graduate or continue the graduate courses, I think the next team will be strong because they've learned so much from these other young men. It's that, and Jude tells them to believe in themselves and to trust that they can do it. I also believe that. We also have a slogan of worship, work, and win, and I believe that one too. So we do that. We say a prayer before the games. I get a pass to go down to the area near the locker room, and we pray together, and I bless their hands. I tell them they need to use their heads, their hearts, their hands, and their feet, and they know exactly what that means.
This is Sister Jean on 720 WGN from Loyola, a big part of the Loyola Ramblers team, taking on Ohio State at 11:15 on Friday morning. And at 102, you have seen a lot. You have certainly seen World War II and wars that have followed. How are you managing the news out of Ukraine? And I would imagine Ukrainian people are in your prayers every day, but is there any inspiration that you could give us with your years of wisdom?
Well, I just believe I admire the people there. I feel so sad when I see those women leaving the country, those older women, and some of them carrying their grandchildren and seeing them trudging along with them. The whole affair is very sad. And I think at this point, prayer is the only thing that's going to bring about peace. And we had a beautiful vigil last week for the people in Ukraine and for our Ukrainian students so that they would have peace in what they're doing. And we had that different faiths said their prayers for the, as they say in their own faith profession. And we did that at our peace pole, and we were happy to do it. We keep praying for them every day. I think prayer is the answer to the whole situation.
Well, you will be in my prayers, and go get them. Go get a win on Friday, Sister Jean. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I would have been disappointed if I didn't hear from WGN, because I've heard every year at this time, and I said, oh, get those brackets done right away.
You know what? You could just pick up that phone and call us anytime. We will pick it up and put you on the radio immediately.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.